Amen, amen. You may be seated. Praise God. I do love the pastor, I do love the church, and I do love the Lord. Always a blessing and a privilege to stand before you and give what God has given me. As a minister, you're never unprepared. You're always supposed to be ready. But then, you know, the enemy comes in and says, no one's going to enjoy that. Why are you going to preach that? And I thank God for the Holy Spirit, because throughout the service today, he's given me so much confirmation about the word. Started out with Deacon Charles, and I told him, I said, remember you said that to me a little later, because it's going to come back. And then when Minister Brown did the prayer, she was all up in my message. I'm like, wow, thanks, Lord. I sure appreciate it. If I were to sing a song, and I'm not, I was asked to sing earlier, and I told him I couldn't sing and bring the message, so. Dare I not sing now, or they'll really be upset with me. So if I were to sing a song, it would be, we need a word from the Lord. We need a word from the Lord. Just one word. One word that will remove all doubt. Cause the sun to shine. Bring us peace of mind. Speak, Lord. Speak, Lord. Speak, Lord. Amen, amen, and amen. My message is, as you know, I am a teaching preacher. So you know how that goes. It means that I'm going to be giving you some things to remember. But my question to you today is, are you a good soldier? Are you a good soldier? 2 Timothy 2, verses 1 through 4. Timothy, my dear son, be strong through the grace that God gives you in Christ Jesus. You have heard me teach things that have been confirmed by many reliable witnesses. Now teach these truths to other trustworthy people who will be able to pass them on to others. Endure suffering along with me as a good soldier of Christ Jesus. Soldiers don't get tied up in the affairs of civilian life, for then they cannot please the officer who enlisted them. Amen? Are you tied up in civilian life today? It's so easy to become tied up in civilian life. All you need to do is turn on the news. All you need to do is go outside, go to the grocery store, go anywhere, and you can get tied up into civilian life. But a soldier, a good soldier, is one who serves in the military. We often hear that Christians are soldiers in the army of the Lord. Pastor's message last week got me to thinking about our witness, and it correlated with being a good soldier. You know, some of us join the army without really knowing the responsibility of being a good soldier. Then I related what it takes to be enlisted in the natural army with what it takes to be enlisted in God's army. You see, in the natural army, and when I say army, I mean Army, Navy, Marines, Air Force, Coast Guard. So don't get offended that I'm just using the word army. I mean the military, all branches. When you're in the military, you have to swear in with what? An oath. And listen to what it says. I, whatever your name is, do solemnly swear or affirm that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic. Those are all y'all that've been in the military. Am I telling the truth? That I will hear true faith and allegiance to the same, and that I will obey the orders of the President of the United States and the orders of the officers appointed over me, according to regulations and the Uniform Code of Ministry Justice. So help me God. Saints, I believe what's missing for us is we need an oath. I believe that we need to swear into the army of the Lord. We need to know that there are some qualities to being a good soldier. And I'm sure there are many, but the Lord gave me a few to share with you this morning. And surprisingly enough, they start with the letter F. So the first one is, to be a good soldier, you need the quality of being a follower. You have to follow if you're going to be a soldier. You know how many of us like to lead and we don't like to follow? We like to be in charge. But if you're going to be a good soldier, you got to follow. And the first step in following is you need to develop a relationship. No one can be a soldier for the Lord until he joins the army. And this is done only through receiving Jesus as your Savior. Now, one thing that's different between the natural army and God's army is you don't get drafted into God's army. You have to enlist. You have to make a choice to have a relationship with Jesus Christ. Matthew 16:24 says, if anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and what? Follow me. A good soldier is a follower. Being a follower not only implies relationship, but it also implies rank. In the military, you have what? Corporals, sergeants, petty officers, lieutenants, captains, commanders, majors, colonels, generals, admirals. All of these people, there is someone higher than you. In God's army, you have apostles, prophets, evangelists, teachers, pastors, and every child of God is responsible to Jesus to be their leader. 1 Corinthians 6:19 and 20 says, or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and you are not your own? For you are bought at a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. A good soldier is a follower. He knows how to follow rank and order. A good soldier means that you know that you have to follow what? Rules. To refuse to follow orders is also known as treason, both in the natural army and the spiritual army. As soldiers, we have an obligation to obeying orders even unto death. The call of Christ has not changed. When we refuse to live as the Lord desires, then we cross the line from follower to traitor. You want to be called a traitor? No one wants to be called a traitor. James 4:17 says, therefore, to him who knows to do good and does not do it, to him it is sin. So first of all, we have to be a follower. Our next quality is a good soldier is faithful. Being faithful implies that you know how to have patience. A good soldier endures hardship and he doesn't quit. The good soldier realizes that there will be trouble along the way. There will be some battles, there will be some fights, and he might just be marking time. He might just be doing nothing but marching. But he has patience. He understands that as he patiently waits for his command, the command will come. Being faithful also implies that you know your priorities. A good soldier seeks to please the commander. The good soldier doesn't have any higher goal than to please that superior. He knows that anything that interferes with his performance has to be eliminated. Are we eliminating anything that is messing up our performance right now? The good soldier wants to please his superior, and he does whatever he has to do to get that job done. Pleasing Jesus ought to be our first priority if we want to be a good soldier. Being faithful also implies practice. The good soldier practices. What does the good soldier practice? The fruit of the Spirit. The good soldier practices love, joy, peace, gentleness, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, and self-control. He refuses to do anything that would bring disgrace or dishonor upon his superior. Colossians 1 and 10 says that you may walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing him, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. Are you being faithful today as a good soldier? Next, a good soldier is familiar with certain things. First of all, you need to be familiar with the sound of the commander's voice. One way to get more familiar is what? Studying the word. You might try listening to the Lord's voice. You can do this by getting into the word, listening to messages, doing those things that will help you understand when the Lord is talking to you. A good soldier is familiar with the skills of their weapons. Those of you that have been in the military, did you want to be next to somebody that didn't know how to shoot their gun? Did you want to be next to somebody that kept dropping it, that didn't know how to put bullets in it? You need to know your weapons. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, thank you, Minister Glenda, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but we wrestle against principalities and powers and wickedness, rulers of darkness, against spiritual host, not one host of wickedness in heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all to stand, what do? Stand. Ephesians 6, 10 to 13. The good soldier in the spiritual knows that he is engaged in mortal warfare and that the only way to succeed in the fight is to be proficient with your weaponry. You and I must learn the art of spiritual warfare if we are ever going to succeed for the glory of the Lord. We do not wrestle against flesh and blood. Once you see that you are talking to someone and you're not getting through, stop talking. Shut up. Start praying. And if you really want to see a change, you might want to fast. Turn that plate over. Actually believe that your warfare is in the spiritual realm. It is not in the natural. The person that you're looking at that's doing something to annoy you, it is not that person. It's the enemy. So you go to war so you can fight. And that's how you fight, in the spirit. A good soldier is familiar with the strategy of the enemy. We don't win because we don't know anything. People don't come to Bible study. We study the word in Bible study. We learn how to walk upright, how to live. But if you're never there, and if you don't study at home, how are you going to know the strategies of the enemy? 1 Peter 5:8 says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like what? A roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. The good soldier knows the enemy is ever active and never rest. The enemy doesn't say, well, I'm going to take a break now. He doesn't do that. The good soldier knows that the enemy is shrewd and he's cunning. He's diabolical. He's ever attacking. The good soldier studies the methods of his enemy and learns how to overthrow him. The good soldier must be wise to the ways of the devil. He must also know that Jesus is greater than any enemy. I thank God for being a good soldier. I want to share a testimony with you that I actually just found out this morning that happened on Friday night. On Friday night, you know, you all know that Brother Thomas, my husband, works. He works nights. And I'm on call to the hospital as a chaplain. So on Friday night, I got a call to go back to the hospital. He was already gone. And so I went to the hospital. It turned out to be 2 codes. So I was there a really long time. And while I was there, unbeknownst to us, the enemy was trying to set our house on fire. There was smoke coming out of the top, electrical wires that to the poles. They were on fire. And our neighbor just happened to be coming up at this time, driving into his driveway, and he saw it. He called Amron. He called the fire department. All these people there, we don't even know it. I come in the house later that night, about 10 o'clock, and all the lights are flicking. And I'm like, well, it wasn't a storm. I wonder what happened. I don't think anything of it. I go to bed. When he gets home, he comes to bed. The next day, he's outside. The neighbor says, come here, come here, come here. I got to tell you what happened. And I'm telling you, we start praising the Lord. Oh, my goodness. You have to know the strategy of the enemy, and you have to be a good soldier. Because while I was there blessing someone else to get over their grief of their son that had gotten shot and killed, God was taking care of our house because I was being a good soldier. It pays to be a good soldier. Next quality, a good soldier is a fighter. What's the point of being in the military if you're not going to fight? You need to fight. You got to be determined. A good soldier does not retreat when he sees the enemy. He knows how to stand his ground and fight that battle. He's driven. The good soldier realizes that the battle is not just according to his time frame, but he knows that the commander is in charge and he has to follow his orders. And he's driven to do just that until the battle is finished. He's dedicated. The good soldier dedicates himself to keeping that oath that we talked about in the beginning. He's dedicated. As Christian soldiers, we should be dedicated to the Lord regardless of personal cost. The good soldier keeps the faith. He keeps it by living it, sharing it, and defending it at all times. The faith is precious to the good soldier, and he does everything in his power to keep it pure and undefiled. The good soldier not only cares about his own welfare, but he also looks out for the welfare of his fellow soldiers because he knows that the fight is not for him alone, but we're in this together. And finally, the good soldier is a finisher. He has the resolve. The good soldier knows he's in it for the long haul. He does not quit at the first hint of trouble. He's a finisher. God, please give us Christians with the attitude of going to the finish line. My God, he has a reason to get to the finish because he knows that there's what? A reward waiting for him. For those who stay in the battle, there's going to be a glad day of rejoicing. We're going to hear God say, well done, good and faithful servant. My question to you this morning is, are you a good soldier of the Lord? If you are like me, you probably recognize some areas that you could be a better soldier. And I challenge you today to be a true follower, to be faithful, to be familiar with his voice and your weapons of warfare, to be a fighter, to fight with strategy, and to be a finisher, fight to the finish. I also say, if you've never joined the army of the Lord, this might be a good time to do so. You might need to get in that army, because if you want to hear him say, well done, good and faithful servant, you're going to have to be in the army. And as for me, I decided that I need the same thing the military needs. I need an oath. So here's my oath today. This is my oath. I'm a soldier in the army of the Lord. The Lord Jesus is my commanding officer. The Holy Scripture is my code of conduct. Faith, prayer, and the word are my weapons of warfare. I have been taught by the Holy Spirit, trained by experience, tried by adversity, and tested by fire. I am a volunteer in this army, and I am enlisted for eternity. I will not get out. I will not sell out. I will not be talked out, and I will not be pushed out. I am faithful. I am reliable. I am capable. I am dependable. If my God needs me, I'm there, because I'm a good soldier. I'm a soldier. I'm not a wimp. I am in place saluting my king, obeying his orders, praising his name, and building his kingdom. I cannot get my feelings hurt bad enough to turn around. I cannot be discouraged enough to turn aside. I cannot lose enough to quit. I'm more than a conqueror. I will always triumph. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. The devil cannot defeat me. People cannot disillusion me. Trials cannot weary me. Sickness cannot stop me. Even death cannot destroy me. For when my commander calls me from his battleground, he's going to promote me, and then he will rule over me. I'm a soldier in the army of the Lord, and I'm marching, claiming victory. I will not give up. I will not turn around. I'm a soldier marching heaven bound. Here I stand. Will you stand with me? Are you a good soldier?